makes my heart beat faster. Especially because what we've been looking at, all of us, and talking about all this week about the richness of our culture. And I don't just mean traditional or anything. I just mean here in the United States, we have such a richness of music, dance, and rhythms. And Ira is generational. He's a product of many, many things. And it's beautiful to see that, to see all of those things pour in and come back out like that. It's very moving to me. Well, these next folks are great friends of mine. They're very, very important to the old time community. There is a bunch of crazy, I still think of us as kids. The old time revival's been going on, well, I don't know, started before me, I guess sometime in the 60s. And I slammed into it around 71 or 2. And it's a very healthy little subculture, the old time culture. And many of the young players have been inspired by the old players. A lot of this stuff happened in the late 60s and early 70s at Galax, Union Grove Festival in North Carolina, where young folks were turned on to the likes of Tommy Jarrell and, oh God, just all the great fiddlers. There's so many great fiddlers in the southern United States. And I know for a fact that Judy and Jeff went to Galax as a pilgrimage year after year regularly. In fact, the only way they still miss it is if their work with their music conflicts. They have a very impressive respect for the roots of old time music, is what I'm trying to say. And they have been pillars in the old time community as far as just getting together with people, all people, at parties, at the camps, or at their house, or in the middle of the winter, or whenever, and just playing this music for the pure joy of it, for the pure, pure joy of it. And that can lead to things in music and dance when you're doing it for the pure joy of it. And Jeff and Judy are in a band that is definitely a product of joy. It's the Thompson County Horseflies. Surely you know of them, the Horseflies. Yeah. And they are... are we ready here? And they are... just trying to do my job. no problem. I could talk about this forever as far as how the old time community has grown and changed and all the different influences that have poured into it. Yet I think this gang of kids, that's how I still think of us, we still do have a very healthy respect for the tradition, but we are current and we are a part of our popular culture. So you listen to the Horseflies music and you hear all kinds of things in it. And I've been at lots of dance camps and parties with Jeff and Judy. And Jeff, everyone thinks of him as one of the best rhythm guitar players that exists in old-time fiddle music, because he's got the sense to know that it's not fancy. You just, you know, you put it right where the groove is. And he has constantly made me a better dancer for knowing that. And Judy has so much rhythm in her as a fiddler that I think it was 2 years ago at a camp, I was talking to some clogging students of mine about the essence of clogging and how great clogging isn't difficult. It's just right there on the beat. And I happened to be watching her dance that day when I was trying to figure out how to teach that. I mean, play. She was playing. And I was trying to figure out how to teach this accuracy and just being simple and right in there. And I was looking at Judy's foot. And she's the best clogger I ever saw. She's got two moves, and one of them, you'll see, she's a wonderful clogger. I told everyone there that they should, if they wanted to learn about clogging, they should just look at Judy's feet. So I think we're ready. Are we about ready? This brings me to what I wanted to say about these two. They are really rooted in the music, but they bring so much of themselves to it, and they are an inspiration to the old-time community. Flaw, are we ready, honey? Please make welcome Judy Hyman and Jeff Klaus.
I'm not sure how you follow those introductions, really. It's tough. I'm also not quite sure how you follow Ira. But one thing I know is I'm glad I don't live downstairs from him. Because to get that good, he had to practice a whole lot. They look at his body and they go, looks like a dancer. Don't give him an upstairs apartment, you know. Yeah. Oh, that was good. Well, we thought we'd start with an old-time dance tune. And because you're sitting in your seats, you can do it mentally or something like that. That's sort of hip for the 80s anyhow, isn't it? Sort of do everything in your mind. And, it's like those food capsules to eliminate eating. You know, well, pretty soon you won't have to do anything. You can just think about it.
That's no fun.
No, it's not. And we thought we'd play a tune called Wild Hog in the Woods. And there are lots of versions of that. And of course, we'll only play one. And it's sometimes in our band called Wild Thing in the Woods. And if you remember that old song from whenever it was, the 60s or something, called Wild Thing, then you know why, because you can sing those lyrics to the fiddle tune. But I don't know if we'll do that. This next is a song that comes from a group called the Ethiopians, and it's a song about slavery, which seems to me one of the worst things people have ever done to each other, and it's a song about holding on to religion. in order to get through. Yeah, to get through the hard times of slavery, and it's called Zion. It has a pretty simple chorus, and if it feels right, please do sing. It's pretty, and I could use the help. And it was vocal week, so I know there's some real singers out there. So please let it out.
Yeah. baby cry, you can hear Zion call me. Zion, watch over us at night and help us through this life of pain and folly.
Thanks for singing.
That's still off over there?
Yes. Well, this is live music, and all summer long here for the 5 weeks, it's live music, and that's getting to be an unusual thing in some places. And thought I'd tell you, this doesn't really have anything to do with the next story, but or the next tune, but I'll tell you quickly about it because I really enjoyed reading about it. When we're on the road running around, we like to read the Weekly World News, which is it's really better than the National Enquirer. It's the one that's, you know, farmer gets picked up by aliens off his tractor kind of stuff. And sometimes they have really heartwarming stories in there too. There's apparently a very small community somewhere in the United States, and I've forgotten where, that has an annual celebration that generally had a marching band. And they put together a marching band. Well, the size of the town had dwindled to the point that they really couldn't get a band together anymore, and they couldn't even scrape a band together in the outlying areas. And that's really a shame, you know, that's the lack of live music. But these were enterprising people, and so they called up a radio station that beamed pretty strongly into their town, and they had the radio station play an hour of John Philip Sousa, and they all went out and marched with transistor radios. That was pretty good. Not live music, but the idea was pretty hip. I thought that was nice. Well, this is called North Carolina Breakdown, and as I've said a couple of times already this summer, it's a breakdown from North Carolina. Thank you.
Is this on? Yes. We'd like to bring on a friend of ours now named Sandy Silva, who's been participating in Step Dance Week. We met her when she... This is Sandy. We met her when she was on staff somewhere else. I think that the caliber of the people who come to study here is absolutely amazing, and I know that there are lots of people who come to take classes who are then go off and teach elsewhere. I was really happy that Eileen emphasized so much what a healthy respect we have for the tradition, because after this, you might not think so. But we do. This is a song that we wrote as a band. Of course, half of our band isn't here at the moment. Jeff.
Yeah, I keep wanting to ask him to turn up the banjo.
And we, till very recently, lived in Ithaca, New York, which is a great town, but it's not the hot weather spot. It's, during the summer, which is one of the best times of year, it's a moderate and lovely temperature with a little bit of rain every day. And round about November starts the snow and more rain. And then, this is bad PR for Ithaca, isn't it? It's a great place, though. And round about February or March, though, you start doing things like what we're about to do. And then the sun comes out and you go to festivals and play fiddle tunes again.
Two seasons and nobody knows the difference, you know?
Or as a friend of mine said in Seattle, he said, they have a similar problem out there. He said, when asked what he was going to do during the summer, he said, well, if it falls on a weekend, I'm going to the beach.
I live where it's gray. Thank you.
Silva. From Olympia, Washington.
Thanks. I thought she was very brave when about a half an hour before we were supposed to come over for a sound check, she agreed to do that. She's been walking around with a Walkman on, listening to that ever since. That was great.
That in itself was the feat, listening to that for, you know, a half an hour on Walkman.
Yeah, she's gone now. We'd like to close out with an old-time dance tune that we really love to play, and we were reminded of it this morning, actually early this afternoon, when Ernie Carpenter, who may or may not be here tonight, I'm not sure, he's a West Virginia fiddler who lives a couple of hours south of here, who plays with Jerry Milnes a lot, and Jerry had him up to play for a couple of the classes, and it was a real pleasure listening to him play, and he played this tune, he plays it a little differently, and we were sort of inspired to play it. It's called Jimmy Johnson, and as far as I know, it's a West Virginia tune. So here's to West Virginia, where we've had a really nice week. Whoops.
And it's probably a good time for me to say something very sentimental to my class. Hi, guys. It was great. Thank you very much. It was a wonderful week.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
It just keeps getting better and better. Sandy Silva and Jeff Klaus and Judy Hyman. Well, I have a few announcements. Let's see. The ghost story swap that was planned for tonight at midnight is off. Sorry, I was just told to tell you that. Maybe y'all could have one anyway. Go have one anyway. That'd be in the Augusta spirit, wouldn't it? Lord. Another thing we need to say is that we are all struggling artists here, and the artists that you are hearing and enjoying tonight have some wonderful wares for sale. Please support them if you can. They have records and t-shirts. You need your orange ticket stub to go to the square dance, which is downstairs in the pit. And if you've never been to a square dance, please don't be shy. That's one of the miracles that takes place here all summer, is folks that think they're not dancers learn that all people can dance, and people are very welcoming here. So if you've never been to one, you will, I think, be made to feel very comfortable and welcome. And I think that's it. We have a 15-minute break, and we'll be right back.